Welcome to Everyday Creation, a show about living our purpose and lifting our vibes for ourselves and the world. I'm Kate Jones, here with a tribute to Lisa Marie Presley, daughter of Elvis and an accomplished singer in her own right. She was a songwriter, too. This is one of 44 short yet illuminating episodes about significant figures in the music industry who passed away in 2023. My guest, Sheldon Zolden, a longtime writer and newspaper editor, wrote these tributes and recorded them. Here's what he says about Presley, who died on January 12th of last year.
Lisa Marie Presley had to carry her famous last name the way Atlas was condemned to hold up the heavens on his shoulders for eternity. Her christened name wasn't Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of Elvis Presley. It only seemed like that. She carved out a life of her own as a singer and songwriter, but she was never too far away from the paparazzi and the gossip columnists. Presley died of cardiac arrest January 12th in Los Angeles after being rushed to the hospital. She was 54. Presley was 5 when her parents divorced and 9 when her dad died. She was 33 when she released her first album, To Whom It May Concern. The album was a hit. It reached number 5 on the Billboard's 200 album chart. Presley wrote all the melodies and all but one of the lyrics. Lights Out was the first single released from the album. The lyrics started out talking about her dad's death. It reached number 18 on Billboard's Adult Top 40. She co-wrote 10 of the songs on her second album, Now What? It reached number 9 on Billboard's 200 album chart. Through technological magic, she sang duets with her dad on In the Ghetto and Don't Cry, Daddy. Presley's life outside a music studio produced more publicity than her music. She married 4 times. She had 2 children with her first husband, Danny Keough. They were married for 6 years, but they remained friends until she died. Her marriage to actor Nicolas Cage lasted 4 months. Her most famous marriage was to Michael Jackson. Their marriage lasted 2 years.
This is Kate again. Sheldon also writes Song of the Day, a music-related story sent daily to an email list of subscribers. All of those stories and these tributes include links to the featured songs. In this episode's description, you can link to Lights Out on YouTube, as well as get information on how to join Sheldon's subscriber list. If you enjoyed this tribute, please check out the next one to brothers Robbie Bachman and Tim Bachman, and share all the tributes with anyone who might appreciate well-researched glimpses into the lives of the talented people who created some of the music we love. Thank you for listening to Everyday Creation.